I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You see them growing in thickets and forests around tropical coasts. Their intertwined roots become visible when the tide is low. They're called mangroves. They're a crucial ecosystem, and the trees protect the land from erosion, but they are disappearing. Only in the past few years has there been a growing recognition of the importance of mangroves and renewed efforts to restore and preserve them. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro visited a mangrove restoration project in Indonesia.
The Celebes Sea laps at a narrow, gravelly beach on the northern arm of the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. Not long ago, this stretch of coastline in the village of Minahasa was thick with a web of mangrove trees. And if the efforts of local residents are successful, it will be again. Under the warming tropical sunshine, dozens of community members dig grapefruit-sized holes every few feet along the beach to prepare the way for mangrove seedlings. Others stand by to do the planting. Local residents, government officials, and even the president of one of Indonesia's largest banks. 30 years ago, the shores of Indonesia's 17,000 islands boasted more than 42 million acres of mangroves. That's an area the size of Wisconsin. By the 1990s, half the mangroves had been destroyed for firewood, charcoal, and timber, and to clear the way for fish and shrimp farms. But attitudes towards mangroves have started to change here. 15-year-old Susie Masanafi is one of several hundred schoolchildren helping with the replanting. She's got a warning for people who'd cut down mangroves.
I think we must give them a hard punishment to them because it can be a big problem for us in our future if they're cutting down the mangrove in the beach.
The problem is that when mangrove stands are destroyed, coastal areas become far more vulnerable to the ravages of the sea. A few years ago, Masanafi and other Indonesians learned this the hard way.
Tsunami, of course. It was happening in our country many years ago in Aceh.
The tsunami of 2004 devastated parts of Indonesia. Entire communities were washed away. Over 240,000 Indonesians died. The massive wave made it clear just how valuable intact mangroves are. Jano Mendler de Suarez is a project coordinator with the Global Environment Facility, a group that supports the replanting efforts.
We can see from the satellite data that those communities where the mangroves were intact, where the coastal ecosystems had not been degraded, suffered much less damage. They were protected. So we don't need to do studies and wait to find out if this is going to work. We know it's going to work.
The Indonesian government seems to share that certainty. They've moved to safeguard mangroves throughout the country by designating a protected green belt along the coast. They're promoting rehabilitation programs like the community planting in Minahasa and encouraging the use of fast-growing trees instead of mangroves for firewood and charcoal. The government's also trying to raise awareness of the mangrove's broader ecological and economic importance. John Tasidin, a professor of ecology and conservation at Samratulangi University, says mangroves provide vital habitat for fish and countless other animals.
So the government, the university, has been, for the last years here, has been intensified to tell people how important the mangrove is to support the life of the organism in the sea. Therefore, they also support the life of the people in a coastal community. So almost 90% of the villagers along the coast of North Sulawesi here, they want to restore the mangroves, bring it back as what they see a long time ago.
Some of the local restoration programs begin here, at the mangrove seedling plantation of Majid Blongkot, in a village to the north. Blongkot is a gentle man with leathery, sun-baked skin. On a humid afternoon, he shows off a few hundred seedlings growing in little bags of earth under a thatched roof. Local children play nearby. Blongkot started the plantation 10 years ago on a former mangrove swamp that had been converted to shrimp farming and then abandoned.
Yang pertama bahwa ketika lahan ini terlantar,
the businessmen who cultivated shrimps here, they just left the land unused. He realized that this area must be cultivated. So after rehabilitating this area, it can become the home of creatures such as birds and other things. And then it can increase the income of the people.
Blomkot employs 15 people full-time and sells about 600,000 seedlings a year, including the ones now growing on that gravelly beach in Minahasa. Blomkot and his group are a real success story, says Nola Femi Rondonuwu, the head of the Watershed Management Office in Minahasa. But Rondonuwu admits that other Indonesian communities still have a ways to go.
Some of them are not well educated and still don't realize about the importance of protecting the area and the importance of rehabilitating the area. It's a matter of human resource skill and the awareness of the people living around that area.
Some here say it's also a matter of an even stronger government commitment. Their concerns include lax protection of the greenbelt and inadequate monitoring of replanted areas. But the government does seem quite serious about education. That's one of the reasons so many school children came to the mangrove planting. There's a national effort to teach students about the importance of conserving the environment, including mangroves. Public High School No. 5 in the nearby city of Manado is part of that effort. Its classrooms encircle a sun-drenched courtyard where 16-year-old Yoan Ayua is just getting out of biology class. The conservation message is certainly grabbing her.
We are going to start first from ourselves, and then we go on to our families, and then we go on to the community, the society, and the whole nation.
Are adults listening to you?
We have to be committed to keeping our environment, and we have to convince them by doing that ourselves.
For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Manado, Indonesia.
You can see some of Ari's photos from Indonesia at theworld.org.